Talking about smiling, and I'm wondering if you can tell the difference of...
We offer these ministry meditations okay. Spiritual sustenance as you live the wonderful, challenging, sacred work of ministry.
Okay.
Go ahead, keep talking.
Okay, so just talking about smiling, I wonder if you can tell when someone is smiling a fake smile or when they're smiling a real smile. So let me try a couple of things.
I think I learned
this in that fake or real?
I think I learned the difference between these in
a
trauma class.
Did you? Okay. Okay. So one of the things I'll be talking about in this sermon is smiling and what kind of smiles really help people and what don't. And the story that that we're going to play is, it was by a video that the Reverend Don Southworth made as for meditation for ministers. And he had this program of the UU Ministers Association that ministers would send in videos of themselves.
There we go. There he is. Meditations in the hope they offer you spiritual sustenance as you live the wonderful, challenging, sacred work of ministry. One of the statements in our UUMA staff covenant is that we take our work seriously, but we do not take ourselves seriously. Taking ourselves too seriously can be an occupational hazard for ministers. When the Zen Buddhist master Josho Sasaki Roshi was asked why he had come to America, his answer was, "I have come to teach people to laugh." Sasaki Roshi practiced what he preached. He encouraged his students to stand up first thing in the morning and laugh out loud from the belly for 5 minutes. He believed this practice was equal to many hours sitting meditation. I offer this laughing meditation to you, knowing your life and your ministry may not be in a laughing place right now, but also knowing that it will be there again. See that a lot of you joined in with that. That's great.
Oh, Glenn, the candles have. If does anybody have an additional pink slip? Oh, we'll sing the children out first.
Don't they care?
this is a time in our service when people here can share their joys and sorrows. Those that are able to be shared with the community, and we hold them as a great deal of respect and honor them. From Malevol Lewis, celebrating our 12th wedding anniversary. Thank you, Keith. You're the best. Now, here's one. I think you might probably be able to figure this one out because it's anonymous, but I think I know who might have written it. Extreme joy, 12 years ago today, Malevol Lewis married me. Jessica Dorr, our lovely dog was sent to a better place on Monday. Rest in peace to Kay's. That's always the same. And Renee and Rennie Castle. Mary Jean Hahn died yesterday morning from lung cancer. Please send love and support to her family, especially Martha Hahn, during this time of sorrow and transition. And now, as our custom, we light one more candle for all those joys and concerns that are not shared but are felt by the rest of us in this room. Thank you.
You can join me in the unison prayer. There is a love holding me. There is a love holding you. There is a love holding all. We rest in one. For the meditation this morning, I offer something called the inner smile meditation. Based on a Taoist meditation practice, the inner smile meditation is a simple yet profound meditation. It's centered on generating the benevolent qualities of a genuine smile that we usually offer to others. The inner smile is an opportunity to offer smile to yourself. It can be done in a seated meditation session or in the midst of daily life. So I invite you now to close your eyes and begin by trying to generate a feeling of natural happiness as if it emanates from the back of the eyes. This may happen naturally, or it may take you a while to drop into the poetic possibility needed to allow the smile to come from the backs of your eyes. If the feeling does not come immediately, remind yourself of any experience of natural joy, for example, the face of a joyous child, the face of my grandson on the cover. Once you generate the feeling of this smile, let it radiate inside of you from the backs of your eyes down like a waterfall. Visualize this meditative stream flowing down the center of your spine to your heart and lungs, then into your stomach and spleen and liver. Let it run down through the kidneys, the colon, the intestines, through your genitals, and out into your legs and your feet. You can repeat the sweep several times or do it in one long, slow sweep. The inner smile can be its own complete meditation, or it may lead you into an effortless meditative absorption. Now keep silence for a time. When you're ready, bring your hands together in prayer position and complete your meditation with a moment of gratitude, reflection, or prayer to seal the energy of your meditation into your life. Remember that you can cultivate an inner smile anytime throughout the day to fill the heart with compassion. Amen.
Let us sing again number 84 in your gray hymnal, How Far Can Reach a Smile? This reading is from Thich Nhat Hanh's book, Being Peace. During walking meditation, during kitchen and garden work, during sitting meditation, all day long we can practice smiling. At first you may find it difficult to smile, and we have to think about why. Smiling means that we are ourselves, that we are not drowned into forgetfulness. This kind of smile can be seen on the faces of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. I would like to offer one short poem you can recite from time to time while breathing and smiling. Breathing in, I calm body and mind. Breathing out, I smile. Dwelling in the present moment, I know this is the only moment. You know the effect of a smile. A smile can relax hundreds of muscles in your face and relax your nervous system. A smile makes you master of yourself. That is why the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, are always smiling when you smile. You realize the wonder of the smile.
Before I became a minister, I had a career as a software engineer working for IBM. Once during my time at IBM, I was to give a presentation to IBM's vice president and chief scientist in New York about some work that was going on in the San Jose laboratory. This man had a reputation of chewing people up and spitting them out if he didn't like what they were saying. So I was quite nervous. As I was about to begin, I looked at him and he smiled at me. I felt this flood of relief and I had no problem at all with the presentation. So what was that magic that happened? He smiled, and I suddenly became calmer and more sure of myself, something I would now characterize as almost a chemical reaction in my brain, almost as an invisible anti-anxiety pill. And just from a smile, just from a simple smile, Here's another more serious anecdote I heard from a friend. A woman had decided that her life was hopeless and she wanted to end it. She was walking towards the Golden Gate Bridge. But she turned back because on her way, someone, a stranger, smiled at her. A smile from a complete stranger, yet had accomplished all of what a professional therapy that she had had was unable to do. I'm wondering if the fact that it was from a stranger made it more effective. This is powerful stuff indeed. So today I'd like to reflect on some of what I've become to understand as a spiritual practice, smiling. Because this magic is so powerful, there are people who have actually done research on smiling. And here's some of what they've found. Smiling makes us attractive to others. There's an automatic reaction to people who smile. Smiling changes your mood. If you try, even when it's difficult, to smile when you're not feeling good, there's a chance it might improve your effect and change the way you are feeling. Smiling is contagious. Others will want to be with you, and you'll want to be helping others feel good. Smiling relieves stress. Stress does express itself right in our faces. When we smile, it can help us look better, less tired, less worn down. Smiling boosts the immune system. Smiling can actually stimulate your immune response by helping